A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Breaking news, Lloyd, here we go. Shams tweeting out, Boston Celtics assistant Will Hardy is closing in on a deal to become the next head coach of the Utah Jazz. All right. David Locke's going to join us coming up here in a few minutes, but Hans, Lloyd, I don't know if you send out a text blast on that.
Well, we've talked a lot here about Will Hardy. There were a lot of bloodhounds on the trail for Will Hardy.
Yep.
We spoke with one of them yesterday in Andy Larson. Was that yesterday?
That was yesterday.
Yesterday that we had Andy on. And he did a really good job of breaking that down. In fact, might be a good thing if you want, go to kslsports.com, click on the Hans and Scotty podcast. You got the Andy Larson interview. And yesterday, Andy went into detail with where the Will Hardy rumors or rumblings were coming from and what type of coach he could potentially be. And I thought he did a really good job with that. But Will Hardy was one of two Boston Celtics assistants that were interviewed for the job. Obviously, you know that Danny Ainge has a really good understanding of who Will Hardy is coming from that Boston organization. So this makes a lot of sense. And if you're just tuning in, this is big breaking news here for the state of Utah.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Will Hardy, his background, where he's been. He's got a lot of history in a lot of areas in which I think a lot of people really want to see from their from your head coach. Now, granted, he is young. And if you're feeling pretty good about yourself in terms of what you've accomplished in your life, just wait for a moment because Will Hardy is only 34 years old. All right. So with that, you need to take a step back a little bit and realize that Will Hardy, again, super crazy young, 34 years old. But he is a guy that has been in the mix for quite some time. He is a guy that is highly, highly thought of. He's been a right-hand man of Greg Popovich for quite some time. Then Boston was able to lure him away. A lot of people credit him for the turnaround in Boston. And so he has been around some really great programs. He has been he has also served as the Spurs Summer League coach from 2015 to 2018. He was on the staff on Team USA in 2019 for the FIBA games. He was also on 2020, was on the coaching staff for Team USA's men's basketball team that won the gold in Tokyo. Well, I would have been 21, but, you know. He is already interviewed for various coaching jobs with the Knicks, the Pacers, and Oklahoma City. And you and I talked a little bit about this yesterday. It kind of felt like this thing was going to drag along for a while. And I talked to somebody who really felt like this thing could get pushed into late July. But I also know, look, if you're Danny Ainge, or if you're Ryan Smith, if you find the guy you like, just go get him.
That's what
I'm messing around.
That's
just
what
go
I
get
mentioned
him.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I want the guy that knocks the interview out of the park. And my thought was the longer this carry on, the search carries on, the more it tells me they don't have their guy. They don't have this dude. So if this does in fact happen, it tells me that this guy just sat down 2-3 times, continued to impress.
Yep.
Had the right people in his corner. And you know that he's got a good one in his corner. You know, Danny Ainge is probably very familiar with him, understanding who Udoka is and why Udoka would have had Hardy on that staff and what his background is. You know, he's one of those guys that is a self-built NBA coach.
Yeah.
He started in the video coordinating room. He started as a video coordinator.
Yeah.
That was what he did. And that doesn't go too far back. That's only like 2012 or 13, Scotty.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't go too far back because, you know, he was in high school not long ago.
He was a forward, played college basketball at the Division III label at Williams College. By the way, led the team to a 30-2 record. And then, you're right, just kind of worked his way. And Greg Popovich said, you know, I would go into that film room and I would say, I need cut-ups of this and this. And he would show it to you and then also point out what was going right and what was going wrong. And he's like, this guy knows what he's doing. And this guy's got it dialed in. And so there's a lot of... there was a lot of trust from Greg Popovich. And then when he goes to Boston, obviously it was off to the races after that. And so this is a guy that, again, incredibly highly thought of, really well prepared. Seems like he's a X's and O's savant. And it's a big, big get for the Utah Jazz. Again, just 34 years old, but I do think Ryan Smith and Danny Ainge are the type of guys, and you can see this with Danny Ainge and his hiring. There's a lot of people that value experience, and there's a lot of people that just value sheer talent. And they're thinking, look, we'll get the experience there. We'll figure that part out. Right now, if we see the talent, let's go get the talented guy and make him the guy. All right, David Locke's going to join us next. By the way, Woj has just jumped on in on the reporting and say the Utah Jazz have offered Boston Celtic coach, assistant coach Will Hardy, the next head coaching job. He's finalizing a deal to accept the job. So not officially accepted as of yet, but it's coming.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.